come to church with us Sunday? And he said, sure. So I thought that was pretty awesome. And we had a banquet that we were supposed to go to this weekend, and we didn't. Just decided not to. And, you know, there's a reason for everything. And I thought about it. I thought, well, if we'd have went to that banquet, then Tim wouldn't have got to go to church with us just that one time. So that meant a whole lot more than that banquet and cooking mom and all those people. I didn't have no words to give out anybody anyway this time. But really thankful for that. And thankful for my church family here. Thankful for the stuff that Brother Smith was talking about this morning, how you do have to have a transformed mind. And it's by the renewing of your mind that the transformation takes place. I've been studying a lot of that lately myself as far as you have to have a vision for something before you can move into it. And you do have to have faith and believe, but you also have to have that vision. To have a picture in your mind of what you're trying to accomplish. And it says in the Bible, without a vision, my people perish. So I'm thankful that Brother Smith is helping us to prepare to the interpretation that God gives him for that next level and to realize that we can't keep thinking the same old thoughts and expect to get to the next level, because it also says in the Bible, as a man thinks, so is he. I've really been pondering on that for about the last 3 or 4 months. Powerful that scripture is. If you really sit down and think about that scripture, it is so powerful. But your thoughts produce your spirit, and it produces your actions, you know. And how that changes keeps going on and on and on. So the beginning of that is to start working on letting God work on us to where we don't have those same thoughts anymore, so we don't keep producing that spirit. That don't make it any easier, but it's good to understand it so that you have that knowledge to know that God can help you to overcome that damaged nature that you have in your life, for me especially. And I look forward to that. I look forward to that transformation. And I know that it's a process, and I'm doing my best to allow God to examine me and help me to transform my life so that I can start moving forward with Him and continue to move forward with Him and not get stuck along the way. So I'm thankful that God has helped me to have a willing heart, and that doesn't make it any easier to have a willing heart and to have Him dealing with your life like He does. It doesn't mean that life is just a bed of roses and everything's always peachy. But what it does mean is that we do have a reward for the walk that we're walking with Him, and that He will be with us every step of the way. And I'm really, really thankful.
They were talking about the tornadoes more about this time last night, I guess it was. I started saying there were tornadoes around Conway, and it came on special on TV, and some people from Conway needed to take cover. So, once I looked outside, the clouds were dark, but later on they said the police had spotted some funnels, but they were up in the air, and so we got prepared, and those feathers. Shake this country up. I think it's going to take more than 2 or 3 tornadoes to shake this country up. But there was a lady, I believe it was in the tornado in Scotland. She said that she just ran in the, she ran in the room. She said, "God protect me." So, you know, that'll get your attention. I know about 11 or 12 years ago, I was out of church, and there was a tornado that came from the south of the river off, and I heard the roaring. it takes up to wake up the people in America. So Brother Mansfield called me 2 weeks ago tomorrow night. He was coming to his church, and he said, I'm not even watching TV preachers, but he said there's a preacher coming on a Monday night for the gospel station at 10:30 and just running away there. And he was saying the same thing about what Smith was saying, but it's going to take something for God to wake up his people. He said, you know, an earthquake in the Mississippi River, it caused a lot of economic damage to this country. So, we just get scared, and I do not make some changes. I mean, I was here Wednesday night. That was a change for me, because in my thinking, I just don't, especially not to drive down here Wednesday night, so I'm hoping that I'll be driving down here more on Wednesday night. You know, when you get tired of the status quo, you can make some changes. Being single, I'm bad to let clutter. I'm bad to let clutter gather. So it can get kind of depressing. So I made up my mind. I'm going to start cleaning up more clutter every day. And it's helping my attitude. And, but you know, this world, darker. It was in the paper yesterday, and it was on TV this week. You know, homosexuality is just becoming mainstream. They announced that on the Archie comic strip, they're going to introduce a teenage gay character, you know, so it's just becoming more, we're upside down all the time. And and you know, you can't live in fear. The name of the Lord is a strong power, and the righteous went into it and was saved. But, you know, we're living in evil days, because we can't discuss any bad things. But my nephew lives about 8 miles east of Conway, and he's got 17 acres. And so, of course, he's not exactly right next door to him. So down the road recently, two of his neighbors, either they were broken into or attempted to be broken into. This woman was at home by herself. Saw a man at the front door, saw a man at the back door, so she ran in a room, locked herself in, called her husband, and said, you coming? I'll call 911. So, thank God we can dial 911. I got an advertisement mail this week for a stun gun. You know, I might stun. I don't have any pistol, any regular guns, but we can depend on the Lord. I guess it doesn't hurt to make extra precautions, you know. I've been doing this Qigong Chinese stuff. Maybe I'll become invincible, because you can't believe everything you see. But I saw on TV the other day, this guy, Qi means life energy, and supposedly this planet is Qi, where he developed, you know, he wasn't feeling anything. I don't know if that's true or not, but you know, you can't believe every thing you see, and you can't believe every thing you read. I mean, everything you hear. I mean, this morning I meant to get the Fox News channel 17 in Conway, and accidentally hit 77. There was Jimmy Swaggart. I haven't seen him in years. I thought, well, I'll watch him for a few minutes, you know, and he was talking about how man was made a little older than the angels. He said, now, I don't know if he's right or not. He said, Tom Davis said, man was made a little older than the angels. But he said, that's a mistranslation. He said, does that mean that really a man was made a little lower than Elohim, which is man was made a little lower than the Godhead? So I don't know if Peter Swaggart had that right or not, but I'm on the mailing list of Christian books for this new radio seminar. They send me catalogs out of Massachusetts. So sometimes I look through there, and if I see a catalog with me, a book, and it sounds really interesting, I might order it. So I bought a book recently, and the name of it is The Power of a Transformed Mind. You know, that's kind of like an intriguing title. So I got to read this week, and this preacher in California, he's into the Word, the signs following, and he said, almost like reading the book of Acts. He said there was a woman that had a lot of nerves covered and in her eye. The doctor said she would never see again. He said they prayed for her and she was healed. He said there was a man that had a tumor that went back down to the service and passed it by the fall off after the tumor struck. He said there was a woman. He said there was a woman that came and the doctor told her the baby was dead in the womb and prayed for her. She went back to the doctor. The doctor was alive and they had a meeting there with 200 people and 50 people got healed. It was like a common thing, but I looked on the back of the book and the preacher was wearing glasses. I thought, well, if he's got all that power, why is he wearing glasses? You know, so you can't, I don't want to be too skeptical, but you can't believe everything that you see. When I first came to the church, we had a visitor one Sunday and he got up. Said, I'd want to see that before I believe it. So we've got to have faith, but we can't believe big yellow with everything we hear and see. But anyway, thankful that God's prayer was off in Tornado. And I can say I don't like that too much, but I think the Lord's service is okay.
I've got a testimony. I watched every one of those storms come up that night. It was going right up I-30, and every one of those storms that I was in, and I watched them too. Everyone went to the east, went to the north, went to the west, went everywhere. And, you know, and I'm not saying there's not many people that have lived in that, but that's their testimony. My testimony is that God kept all of us from that, and that's the greatest testimony. I can testify that I lived through the storm, but now my testimony is I didn't have to live through the storm. And I wanted to stand and give thanks for that because I never really got worried about it. If that's living in faith or living in denial, but just watching those storms march up that highway and just watching every one of them part. Go to the east, go to the west. Now, so I want to stand and not be flippant about that and just be thankful that I didn't have to worry about myself. I didn't have to worry about my brothers and sisters. I did have brothers and sisters calling me, texting me, "Hey, how you doing?" As was I. But at the same time, I didn't recall any panic. Nobody, here it comes, getting so and so, or whatever. But I just want to stand and express my gratefulness to God for keeping his hand over us, all of us.
Everything instant customer service, you know. But I praise God. I thank God so much for his goodness, his blessings, his mercy on me, that if he makes me something about, like my God, I know that God is really, I think my sister Brittany, she was really worth about hornet spray. It's much more powerful than pepper spray. She got a lot farther. And it was kind of snapped in my mind and told me I need to get some hornet spray because, look, you can really get away from anybody. I mean, from what I read, that stuff is really powerful, and I think everybody should get it.
Sometimes I'll run it inside of the wall between the studs on the outside wall and then up in the attic to the unit up there or to a closet where it might build. Well, we was installing a unit one time and I mean, here comes the wasp out of that hole with a line set up in there. You know, so, hey, I can't hear them dudes. I get my trusty old hornet spray out. You know, so they took care of it too. Done deal. So I thought. Now we got rid of the hornet spray. I mean the wasps were dead. Graveyard dead. So we commenced to undo the old unit. Got it out of the way and put the new unit in there. And time to solder in them joints. Guess what? Hornet spray was flammable. And you don't see it. We soldered in them joints and leak checked it. Oh, no. Put the vacuum pump on it. We're going to town now. Well, a guy walked back there and had one of those squirrel birds up there. And you know what? There's smoke coming out of that thing. So I said, oh, my God, you know, a heart attack. Call the fire department.
luckily, this house had the siding was on 4 foot centers. The siding in the back had its little trim pieces on. And I yanked the thing off, popped that siding off, and, you know, put it out. And it looked worse than what it was, but what happened was that hornet spray flammable, and of course, there's insulation, rubber insulation on that pipe. It got up there, it made some smoke. You know. Here come the fire department. So, I guess the moral of this story is the horn is played up with it, just like that.
Thankful for God's so good to be able to. I appreciated the testimonies on, you know, God taking care of us, watching over us, because sometimes I think we're not aware. You know, remember the prophet, the servant. Talking to him about the enemy and how they were so, he was so fearful. DJ said he was panicked. And the prophet said, Lord, open his eyes. And God opened his eyes and saw who was having the hope for him. Well, I know even that prophet himself didn't always. You're not always able to. God doesn't always reveal things like that to you. It sure is good when he does give you peace, a calm in the midst of the storm. And but I'm thankful that often enough God assures that he's well able to watch over, protect, keep us from harm. Deliver us. The psalmist said that he'll deliver you out of all of this. That's a pretty good promise. I remind him of it every once in a while. I tell him, Lord, I'm in trouble. Charlie Johnson, I sing a song. I don't know how many of you ever heard Charlie Johnson in the Bible. I like to hear him. This world is in trouble, Lord. The Lord. He delivers his children out of all their troubles. He might not make them all go away. way, but he'll deliver. Even take you through some of them, but you'll come out of it. Sister Smith coined the phrase in the public. It kind of took hold for a while. Every once in a while, she'd say, just remember, whatever you're going through, you'll pass. You'll be all in the phrase we picked up, it won't always be like this. You won't always be going through what you're going through. You'll get through this. It'll be, you'll gain something out of it, and the joy of the Lord will renew and strengthen the strength of your salvation, and the joy of it will come back again. So, I just am thankful that, you know, even though I don't see the heavenly host of angels, I know I've got an angel. Your angel beholding the face of the Father every day. Think about that. God has assigned an angel. And I guess he can call on help if he needs it. A whole host of help now if he needs it. And the Lord, the servant of the prophet, just needed to see the whole heavenly host. One angel could have done the job. God sent him to speak the word, that's all it would have took. But I've often wondered how many times the Lord has protected me and sent the death angel on a detail when he come by my way. And I just so many times have had little flashbacks. Times that I encountered instantly, just went away as fast as it came, and I wasn't scathed with any harm. And every once in a while, I go back. I've been pastoring now for well over 30 years, 30 plus years. In fact, we've had very little faith in the public church. It wasn't an older church, so it's just now getting old. A few old folks in the church. The people that was, you know, started up, I guess, with the Sister Bond have been with us longer. I guess, how old was my first? I was a youth pastor. 40, will you be 41 this year? 42 this year. Ooh-wee. So, it's been a while. Men, this church, I know the churches, the older they are, they get more in history, but just to know God, how God kept his hand, took care of us, protected us. I'm so thankful for that. Thankful that I've got a protective hand. And you've got a protective hand. I'm like Brother Brett. I'm not real concerned. I do hear all the reports. I texted a couple of people yesterday and said, you all right? Everybody came back with a yes. I had a few texts on my phone. Said, you all right? I said, yes. Texted back, yes. And so, thankful for his faithfulness to us. We talk about our faithfulness to him, that he's a faithful high priest, Jesus is. He's our mediator. He stands between us.